Dog Days listeners, this is Chuck Tomasi, and this is day two for August 2nd of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I am back in Phoenix. I had to take a trip to Santa Clara yesterday, so it is a little later than usual. I like to get these out in the morning when I can. A far cry from yesterday's album review. This is Aerosmith's Greatest Hits. It's the big red one with the Aerosmith logo on the front and back. Starting out with tracks Dream On, Same Old Song and Dance, then it goes into Sweet Emotion, Walk This Way, Last Child, Back in the Saddle, Draw the Line, Kings and Queens, Come Together, and Remember, in parentheses, Walking in the Sand, as the final track. I honestly don't know where this came from. I don't know where this album came from, and normally I'm not a big fan of greatest hits albums, because it's usually because I already have a number of albums in that collection, and it seems like kind of a cop-out. It's like, oh man, I just bought 8 of the same songs I already own on other albums, and I know them in context, and now it seems like it was slapped together, and they throw one, maybe two new songs on there. This is not the case with Aerosmith. I really like this album, and of course, for the obvious reasons. It's got a lot of great classic songs on it. I mean, this is the old Aerosmith. This is before Dude Looks Like a Lady. I know you're saying, wow, Chuck, that was like 30 plus years ago. Well, this was before that. And I've even done a couple of these as karaoke here in my house. So, good songs. As far as memories, they're scattered all over the places. I remember listening to some of these songs in the 70s with families in my... I think my brother owned a few of these songs or played them on the radio in his 72 Chevy Nova that he fixed up. I mean, there's just, it's all over the place with this one, but we have a radio station here in Phoenix, KSLX 100.7 on dial, that often plays these songs and songs from that genre and period. So very common to hear these. And Aerosmith, you know, what can you say? It's Aerosmith. So, keeping it short tonight, not feeling well. I picked up a little bit of a cold yesterday as I was, it's funny, as I caught the Uber from the house to the airport, like, my throat feels a little dry. By the time I got to the hotel in Santa Clara, like, my throat feels a little scratchy. Did not sleep well last night, even though I was fortunate to have remembered at some point to put some cough drops into my suitcase, and I thought they would be all nasty, melted stuff, because the suitcase was in the garage for all, you know how cough drops can get. Well, these did not do that, and they were viable and helped me get through the night, but it was still a rough night and a rough day. Got back to Phoenix this afternoon, earlier flight than usual, so rather than coming home at about 10 p.m. tonight, I was home by about 5 p.m., so feeling rather fortunate about that. Going to count my blessings, get some rest, and tomorrow... Scott Tyler and Jack Mangan and a fourth person and I are going to be going to the Weird Al concert in Phoenix. So hopefully, I don't think I'll be doing a review of Weird Al. I don't have any of his vinyl, oddly enough. But I'll do another one for you in the morning. Until then, take care. And great listening to all the familiar Dog Days voices again. Everybody's having a great time. Sounds like it. Good to hear from everybody again. I love Mark Kilfoyle's topic. You got me thinking about maybe doing something about Arizona next year. So we'll see. We'll see. Keeping that one as a possibility. And talk to you tomorrow. Bye.